Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Thank you, Mrs. Isoke. Give her a big hand clap. Hallelujah. Yes, worship team, welcome back from the wedding, Andrew's wedding. Andrew's wedding was yesterday. All right, I'm sure most of you supported him. So he didn't send me, but I will say that on behalf of Andrew, yes, thank you so much. Okay, it was a great success. Hallelujah. It was wonderful. Hallelujah. Yes, it was a very wonderful event. Amen. Yes. So today, you all know, we are thanking God. All right. We are doing what? We are thanking God. So in a simple way, I'm going to tell you that we should thank God. Glory be to God. Amen. Yeah, Mark, nice to see you. Long time. Okay, George, good to see you. Were you here last year? Yeah, I think you were. Yes, Eden, good to see you. Yeah, and Abigail. Yes, Abigail. Elizabeth, I thought that was Grace Joy. Where's Grace Joy? She pulled out. Hallelujah. Amen. And who else? Eh? I'm coming. Okay, I'm coming. But since you're forcing me to do what I was going to do, I'm not going to do it. All right? I'm like Museveni. Okay? If you want Museveni to do something, all right? Biranga atabiriko. Alright, you don't care, you know, eh? Then you what? But if you show him that, eh, you're telling him to do that, you've lost what? Because he's a choleric 311. Okay, and you have to learn how to handle such people. When you want them to do something, you tell them the opposite. Alright, and they'll do what they want, thinking that they are what? That they are doing what they want. Hallelujah. Yeah, now concerning Thanksgiving, we all know and we should be reminded that Jesus commended Thanksgiving. All right? Jesus commended Thanksgiving and, he implied and he showed that actually he loves to be thanked. Glory be to God. Okay? The Lord and God, you know, loves to be thanked. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17, verse 11, it says that now it happened as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Okay? And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? All right? So 10 lepers, okay, were all healed, all right? But only one only one, and a foreigner, returned to give thanks. All right? By the way, is it possible that only 10% of Christians actually give thanks? I'm just asking, just from this what? This story. Remember there were 10? Okay? One out of 10 is equal to 10%. So is it possible that, you know, only 10% of people actually give thanks? Okay? Maybe it's not, okay? So now you don't establish a doctrine from this. Okay? But it might be possible. Okay? It might be true that actually, when God looks, you know, he's like only 10 what? And the least unlikely. Remember, this was a foreigner. Okay? But as for us, as for me and my house, we shall do what? We shall thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? And then Jesus said to that one who gave back to give thanks, he told him that, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Wasn't the girl already well? He had been cleansed. So what is Jesus now saying? You know, yes, Cuckoo? Yes, sorry. Yes, Eden? I saw you putting up your hand. Yes. All right. All right. Did I teach you that one time? Okay. Because that's what I was going to say. Hallelujah. All right. Yes, remember this guy was a leper. And let's assume it is the real leprosy. Yeah? Okay. Because I understand that sometimes leprosy in the Bible referred to something else. Another skin infection, a disease. Okay. But if this was a real leprosy, it is possible that this guy had lost toes. Eh? Okay. Fingers. All right. So he was cleansed. Okay, at first, and he had no more leprosy, but still with no toes, still with no fingers. All right? So when he comes back to give thanks, the Lord says that, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. He got total healing. He got back whatever he had lost because of the disease. Glory be to God. Okay? This is one of the benefits about Thanksgiving. All right? There is something extra a person gets when they give thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's why we are gathered here today. To do what? To give thanks. Glory be to God. God has been good, guys. God has been what? God has been very, very good. You ask Andrew. Andrew yesterday cried. All right? While giving his speech, you know, he cried. Okay. And he said he was crying because he was, as in God had been so faithful to him. Hallelujah. God had been so what? Faithful to him. Hallelujah. Giving thanks. Giving what? Giving thanks. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay. So Jesus commended thanksgiving. Amen. All right. You see it there? Thanks what? Thanksgiving. Thanks what? Thanksgiving. The people who behave like Jesus owes them something. So when he does for them something, they're like, I mean, that is my stuff anyway. You know, they behave like that. Haven't you met people like that? You do them something good. Okay, and yeah, it's all right. You haven't done, you know, all right? Now that attitude is very bad. All right, it's very what? Okay, Asasira gives Nantaba something, money, and Nantaba is like, I mean, that's our money. That's our, this Munyankole is just giving back our money. Yeah? As in, hallelujah. But we shouldn't be what? Like that. Glory be to God. Namanya say amen. The Namanyas are the ones who have our what? Not ours. Okay? The people, the people who think that they are suffering, maybe they're in lack, and they think that it's because someone has their money. So when that someone helps them, they're like, okay? That whole thing of not liking people who are doing better than you financially, because you think you don't have, because, Hallelujah. It shouldn't be like us, amen? Thanking God. Glory be to God. And when you thank Him, okay, whether you see it or you don't, okay, there is some addition, okay? Something is added unto you. Glory be to God. All right? If you don't ever get to know it now, you'll get to know it in the millennium. Hallelujah. There's so many things we're going to get to know in the millennium. You understand? That's why you should do your best, man, to make sure that you make it into the millennium, into the kingdom. And according to Esther Mayani, and according to Elizabeth Mujimba, it is 14 years from now. Hallelujah. Okay, she dreamt 14 years in 2020. Okay. Then, was it 14? Yeah. Then Elizabeth, dreamt 20 years in 2014. All right. And Abigail, recently, did you all receive her? Did you get her message? Elisha didn't. You don't treat the words for the week. Jesus appeared to her and told her he was coming back soon and what? And we have to cleanse ourselves. We have to do what? Cleanse ourselves. That was a rebuke for this, stupid false grace. Because you understand? A child, there's a way in which a testimony of a child, if it was a grown-up word, who dreamt it, but a kid, man, you really, it's innocence, it's not made up. Hallelujah. That's why I made sure that glory be to God. Amen? People don't play with this issue called the return of the Lord. Don't take chances. Don't do what? Take chances. There's those small sins you play around with. You see, but the Bible says it is the little foxes that do what? Spoil the vine. Those small things you play around with. Because now, according to God, alabanga, you intended it. You understand? You even despise. You're like, chito no. You understand? Okay, now I'm speaking to myself also. Glory be to God. But since today I wasn't called, I wasn't told by God to speak to myself, I'm speaking to you. Glory be to God. Ladies, don't play around with those funny small things. You are like, "Buno butono what?" It is a one off. Man, what you should do, get videos, go to Cedros, for example, or to a certain website. It's called Visions about what, Heavenly Vision. There's a website of fellows who have been down there in fire. Elizabeth had a dream like that, 2 weeks ago. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And by the way, you should actually, one of the things you should thank God today is for messages like these of what? Of messages of righteousness, holiness. Glory be to God. You should thank God for that. Huh? Hallelujah. If you don't thank God for them now, okay, you at least obey them. And when we reach the millennium, you will thank what? You are like, man, it's, you know, wamponyo mulilo. As in, you'll be looking for me. That is assuming I'll be there also, you know. You'll be looking for me. Where is this Pastor Moses guy, you know? Hallelujah. And then you say, man, you are always on our case, you know. Always on our case, na ye weba then you. Watu wanyachi? Omolilo. Glory be to God. Amen. Do you notice that there's not so much talk these days about hell? And at one time, you were like, yeah, there was a time most of you were telling, we'll just talk about hell, you know, We're not telling us aside the grace of God, you know, Okay. There's someone who said that Jesus talked more about hell. Is that so? Than like heaven, you know. Because, you know. Jesse Duplantis? Jesse? Do you know Jesse Duplantis? Okay. Man, if you listen to that guy, you'll be like, man, people have callings. The entire sermon is just cracking jokes, man. Jokes as in entire, but the guy is called of God, man. All right? And because he's wired like that, in fact, he says that one time, I think it was either a vision or something like that, either a vision or just, you know, hearing in his heart, okay? God was telling him that, please make me laugh. You heard it? Okay? God telling Jesse Duplantis that please make me laugh. All right. And I don't remember what he did. Okay. And the Lord what? Then I remember there's a story. You remember that story when he went to heaven? Okay. You should listen to. But anyway, it began by him getting an accident. I think so. Anyway, one day he got an accident. Like the car crashed, you know. And so now I think that's the time his spirit goes out of his body and goes to heaven. Then he came back and narrated what he experienced. All right. But then he said when he got an accident, because of how God wired him, jokes, what? The first thing is for, where popcorns in his car, jumping out of the dash box, man. You know, like you crash. And then popcorns, man. Okay? And popcorns were not there in real life, but somehow that's what he saw. Popcorns, man. Just imagine, you get an accident, and some of you will be what we're calling your mothers. Mama, what, you know? But this guy, popcorns, man. All right? Anyway, so, in one of those experiences, when he went to heaven and met the Lord, Jesus told him that people say that my worst day was when I died. Okay, when I died and I cried, my Father, why have you forsaken me? But Jesus said, no, that wasn't my worst day. He told him that my worst day is in the future. It is the day when I will see many people
for whom I died, going to hell for eternity. And say, that is my worst day. And he knows that it's coming, but there's nothing he can do about it. And so it means that he didn't look forward to it. Okay? But it also means that he does not delight, okay, in losing anybody. Glory be to God. He does not delight in losing anybody. He said that his worst day. It is in the future. Glory be to God. Therefore, okay, Museveni loves the word, therefore, okay? Therefore, don't play with these things. Glory be to God. Don't play with sin. Let me enjoy it for today, just for these few hours, and tomorrow I'll be, you know, my friend, okay, that thing will grow in you, You understand, Okay? It will grow, become sweeter, and you perish for no good reason. Hallelujah. Okay? Thanksgiving. Thanks what? Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. So, I would want, because I'm not going to talk for a long time, okay? After this, someone to come and thank God for what? For the messages of righteousness and holiness. Yeah? Behave like holy, you know? Of course, I'm joking, okay? It is worthy to give. No, now, for me, one of the things I'm grateful for, one of the things I've been grateful to God for in the last, like, 3 years, three or 4 years, is how he brought me back to that truth. Do you understand? How he brought me back to that truth. You know, and jumping from that extreme, you know, where I was leading people to hell, man. Okay? Now when I read the Bible, it is so clear. Verses is already zintawanya viselevio, Because, you know, twisting them. Now they are so clear. Now the Bible, I can even read in Gasinachi. Just, As in, now things are so, they are exactly as they are. Not the things of you get to 1 John, Okay? 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us, But already you said already, that he forgave us past, present, and future. Okay? Past what? Past, present, and future. Now, then you meet this one now. If we confess our sins, it's faithful and just. But he forgave me already. Now, then you say, that chapter. 1 John chapter 1. It was not written to Christians. So now you've made a thing which has messed up your theology. Okay? All these guys, Prince, Womack, they all say that chapter 1 was not written to Christians. There is a chapter in your Bible which wasn't written to you. According to what? So don't bother reading it. That's what they imply. Can you imagine there's a chapter in the New Testament that was not written to the church? Did you know that? Okay? George, I'm sure you know. Okay? But it's a lie. It's a big lie. And then now, this one is deadly. Okay? And again, we used to twist it. You know, I had gained a PhD. Most of you actually don't know me. But some of you think, Pastor Tamani, what? Echigambo, what? Because you want me to settle things, you know, But if you know me, you know, I knew those things, all those, that nonsense you hear, and it excites you. Wow, the Greek. I had a PhD in that stuff. The only issue was, I wasn't a preacher, like a pastor then.
So all this Greek lamba, know what you're talking about. I knew those things. I had a PhD in those things. Okay? Now, Jesus said, okay, Jesus said, if you do not forgive others, okay, my heavenly Father also will not forgive you. Now, that scripture is dangerous. Okay? Jesus, now, you know, and so now, but then John is saying, if you confess, you'll forgive us. Then you say, now, we are forgiven, all of them. But now, Jesus said, if you don't forgive, I will not forgive you. So we used to twist that one and say, that was before the cross. Now, after the cross, Jesus said, as your Father has forgiven you, so forgive others. So I know that stuff, and I can assure you it is deadly. Okay? The truth is that Jesus died for all our sins, amen? All right? But we have to appropriate that what? The forgiveness, Hallelujah. My sins and shame, they don't matter anymore, You know that song? Calvary, And that's true. But you had better know exactly what you're saying. My sins and shame don't matter anymore. Yes, they don't matter if what you are appropriate, you understand? But for you to think, well, man, it's dangerous. It's what? Dangerous. All right? My job right now, I think that should be the number one description of pastors. I think so. I think number one job description, pastors, is to make sure that their sheep, their people, enter heaven. Before these things of making sure that all your girls, Bafunaba Saja, Nova Savila, you intercede, no immediate Mushi. It's called what? Mumugap. You understand, Nova Savila? And you should do that. I'm sure Joan is praying for you. Okay? Making sure that all your young men, you understand, Okay, get good chicks, good girls, making sure that all of them get jobs. Now, those things are great. I would want all of you to have jobs and good jobs, Hallelujah. But I think I'm right. All right? The number one thing is to make sure, is to do what you can to make sure that your people enter the kingdom. Glory be to God. Amen? Enter the kingdom, man. All right? Yesterday I was thinking about it. I was like, I think, because these days have been so good to people, smiling, but I think I'm like, because you say something and they disappoint you, You're like, you haven't done nothing. Okay, so I'm like, I think I should stop smiling, and I just ensure what? You force them into what? Into the kingdom. You understand? But muguayo mwena mu kingdom nga murani leyo at least nenga muri mushi mu kingdom. Honestly, something they disappoint. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving, isn't it? Thanks what? Giving. All right? So, the leper came back and Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. All right? That means that he got something more, which the other nine didn't get. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5, it says, "Now the king, which king? Solomon, went to Gibeon to sacrifice there." Okay, I'm sure this sacrifice was a thanksgiving sacrifice. So he went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was a great high place. And so he, Solomon, offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. Okay. You know, then at night, okay, while he was there, in a dream, the Lord appeared to him and said, you know, to him, "Ask, what shall I give you?" Okay? When you read, when you go on to read, he told the Lord that, you know, "I'm young and, you know, you've made me king." Okay? So that, to me, implies that he offered those sacrifices, thanking God for making him king. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? For making him king. Okay? And why was there after offering those sacrifice, 1,000. Okay, that was a huge sacrifice. And the Lord told him, "Ask for whatever." Glory be to God. All right? And of course, like you know, he asked for wisdom, and the Lord gave him wisdom. Okay, now, if it wasn't for that thanksgiving, Israel was going to have a king, okay, but without wisdom. Do you understand? Alright? And some of you, that's what you want. Magala Bobby Wai, you know, Ataina Magez. Okay? But the Lord won't allow it to happen. But sometimes you wish that people would be given a taste. of what would happen. Okay? So anyway, thanksgiving got Solomon more than kingship. Something that enabled him to be a great king. Okay? For some time. Alright? Hallelujah. So, giving thanks. Hallelujah. And our giving thanks in LAT is easy. You just come testify, we sing, okay? Hallelujah. Okay, don't worry about money. Alright? Fair what? Be easy. Hallelujah. Amen? Be cheap? Easy. Glory be to God. Alright? Genesis chapter 8, verse 15. Okay? This is after Noah survived the flood. Okay? Survive the flood. So he says in verse 15 that, "Then God spoke to Noah saying, 'Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth and be fruitful and multiply on the earth.' So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, went out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar." Okay, I can assure you, Noah was thanking God. Do you know what it means? Eh? The population of Uganda is what? 46? Okay, let's say, 46. Do you know what it means? Eh? For God to kill 46 people minus 8. 46 million people minus 8. And you the 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you're my buddy, 7, my son-in-law, and Mark, the husband to the admin. 8. And the other 46 million minus 8, Bonani Rafa. Guys just survive Corona, which is good, eh? But Corona hasn't killed 46 million minus 8. It has killed, and do you understand? The whole world perished, you guys. And only one family survived. 8 souls. Only 8. Man, when you get out of that place, man, you have to thank God. You have to, unless you're an idiot, eh? Like you hardened, you have to give thanks. And that's what Noah did. He gave thanks. Okay? We have survived this year, man. Eh? We're still alive. You know, we have to give thanks. Okay? And look what happened when he gave thanks. It says in verse 21, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Okay? Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Do you know why God made that promise? Huh? It is there. He said after he smelled a soothing aroma. Glory be to God. I'm told that when an earthquake is coming, insects, creeping things, like they sense it much earlier, and they begin to, that they begin to move, they sense a vibration, and they, hallelujah. So, God made the promise, never to destroy the earth with a flood again. For one reason, Noah gave thanks. Hallelujah. He did what? He gave thanks. Glory be to God. Amen. You see, an ungrateful heart is dangerous. Do you know, being ungrateful can be the beginning of your sliding out of what? Yeah, backsliding. MC Hammer. Motemani MC Hammer. All right? Can be the beginning of your backsliding out of salvation. Backsliding. But I remember I was in P7, so I had a sister in Budo, and she was in senior 2. So my dad wanted me to join her in Budo, so she would be in senior 3 and I'll be in senior 1. So I remember in P7 VAC, man, my sister was on my case. She's like, oh, you have to learn how to dance. Because senior ones, there is a day for you, dance, with the girls, the Buddha guy, remember, it's a mixed school. And man, then she began to teach me how to shuffle the feet. That is one. She began teaching me, man, those days of, was it called Vanilla Ice, Vanilla Ice? Man, I remember that VAC, which was one of the worst days of my life. See, Moses, there are tables, dining hall. Of course, they have to be with tables. But anyway, you sit with girls
on that side, girls and cut E. So now, you know, you have to learn these things. Meanwhile, you are afraid to dance. You know, But an ungrateful heart can be the beginning, by the way. Okay? Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, for the wrath of God, okay, the wrath that is told for those who are going to hell, okay? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Okay? Verse 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because although they knew God, so these guys knew God, alright? Although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful. Alright? These guys, for whom the wrath of God is stored, alright? They knew God, but they started off, okay, by not being thankful. You're not thankful for your husband. Kama kwa do msajia, gama msajia akumala. Okay? According to me, that is the best man for you. And you think, okay, the grass is greener, okay, at your neighbors. You understand? Okay? And man, you know, God has given you something, okay? But you're not grateful. You know, you're not thankful. You know, Man, that's, you know, this is how those guys, they knew God. But they started off by not glorifying him, by not being thankful. And they slid, they began to do their own things. Okay? And they slid to the point of being creatures ready for the wrath of God. Okay? And in fact, it says that actually God even gave them up to do what they want. But there's something called God giving you up. So there's something called God giving you up. Say, Kale. Hallelujah. Sometimes it happens to me, by the way, and you want to give up on people. But then some people say, no, you don't give up on anyone. You don't give up on anyone. You're a pastor. You don't give up on anyone. You're a Christian. Show the love of God. Okay? And you also feel like, yeah. But then you're like, but wait a minute. Even God did it. You are not the first one to give up on anyone. Your father was the first one to do it, and he still does it to this day. Do you know that? If you don't know that, read your Bible. God gives up on people. God, by the way, there are people who are not born again, and they reach a stage where they will never get born again. And God gave them. And it's not that it's like, you know, Kenneth Hagin, I think, had a brother-in-law or an uncle. And this guy wasn't saved. Okay, so anyway, Kenneth Hagin he would preach to him. Preach to him, get saved, you know. Then this guy said, yes, I know. And the guy would even cry. Yes, I know, I need to get saved. I know. The girl would even cry. Now, you haven't met someone you preach to, and they say, yes, I know, and they even cry. But without getting saved. This girl, I know, but, and the girl would cry. tears. Then one time, I think as Kenneth Hagin is talking to him about the Lord told him, stop. As in he has crossed that line where it's like all he's waiting for is eternal damnation. Do you understand? Like he had over, like he knows even Christ, but he doesn't do the right thing. And God is like, okay? Because there are those who are saved, okay, mature, and they do things, and, okay, it is impossible to renew them again and to repentance, okay? But there are also those who are not saved, okay, and also them, whatever you do, they will never get saved. They crossed a certain line. And in fact, God gave Kenneth Hagin a scripture. And it is in the Old Testament. Okay? And Kenneth Hagin said, but I never knew this. He says, son, there are so many things you don't know in my word. Okay? He showed him where he gave up on a certain people. Hallelujah. Hmm? Yes. Now, please talk to people, whether you've been in them from senior one, never gonna know, please continue to speak. Don't say, oh, you're from senior one, you're gonna. No, no, please don't make that verdict on people. You understand? All right? Yeah. But there's some people, not like me, there's some people I just say now, I think I'm not the one who will lead that one to the Lord. You just pray for him. When you meet, you just talk about a sinner. Because you are like, when you talk to him about the Lord, you are like, eh, I think I, eh? And then you don't want to push him, eh? You know, eh? So you're like, ah, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thanks what? Giving. Okay? Remember, the point I'm trying to make, eh? These guys slid, okay, into unrighteousness, you know, ready for the wrath of God. It all began by being unthankful. Hallelujah. It all began by being what? Unthankful. Hallelujah. But it won't happen to us. Amen? That's why today we are going to what? Thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? We saw that Jesus commanded thanksgiving. Okay? He commanded it, so we should do it. Eh? And we've seen the benefits. Okay? A leper was, you know, cleansed and made whole. Okay? He got wholeness after giving thanks. Solomon was made king and he went and he gave thanks. And he returned with wisdom, man. Eh? Supernatural wisdom. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. I'll end with 1 Thessalonians 5:18. You don't have to turn there, you know it. It says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Okay, thanksgiving is the will of God. Yeah? We talk about other wills of God. The will of God is don't cheat on your wife. The will of God is don't sin. The will, but there are other things which we don't talk about. One of the wills, is that correct English? Yeah, it will become correct English one day. One of the wills of God is thanksgiving. Never forget that, people. Okay? Never forget that. Okay? If you have a child and she doesn't give thanks, you had better get the rod of correction very quickly to drive out foolishness. Do you understand? Teach your kids to give thanks. Hallelujah. Amen. You're doing them good. Eh? Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.